This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Philosophy personified here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is not here with us in this hour of the program, but we are here to help you think your way through the day. And those of you who are looking for a more exciting life, spend some time with us. Spend some time doing things that you feel that it's kind of like the military, right? Either you feel like you really want to do it or you shouldn't do it at all. Okay, I'll go do it. How about that? Does that make some sense to you, ladies? Let's get all the enthusiasm we can behind what's going on in our lives. That should be the central theme of our lives. I think it is mine without thinking about it, actually. I've been telling you, I've been going through some old notes, some old things that I studied even when I was in college. My writing was the same in college as it is now. And I was looking over the weekend at a treatise. This is what I did Saturday night. I was looking at a treatise of mine on Plato. Can you imagine me becoming the philosopher of the day, examining Plato and his works and what we had to understand about him, his knowledge, and what was... the funny thing about all of this stuff is that we are interpreting somebody else's words. How do we really know? I think I've said this any number of times. When you say, well, this is what he means about that. I love how these blanking potholes on the air. We got to evaluate what the president said or evaluate what Mr. Pelosi said. If you want to know what they think, then ask them. Don't try to.
Don't you think it's people's personal responsibility to communicate in a way that people can understand them?
Yeah.
I said, what's the point of communicating if no one can figure out what you're saying?
Make it clear. Right. Let's make it clear what's going on. All right, Victoria, let's make it clear what is going on here.
Well, the situation in Venezuela has escalated now, and so the U.S. has canceled all flights to Venezuela. American Airlines was actually the last holdout flying to Venezuela. So on Friday, they announced that they're temporarily suspending all flights to Venezuela, saying that they're not going to fly to any country that they don't consider to be safe. So the U.S. government last week reissued a level 4 travel advisory, which is basically saying don't go there. They warn travelers not to visit Venezuela at all if you are a U.S. citizen due to the crime and civil unrest, other security concerns, things like that. Apparently, even the union that represents the American Airlines pilots told their members of their union to refuse assignments destined for Venezuela. That's how bad the union thought it was. And like you said, once again, American Airlines is the last the last to respond correctly.
They were flying 737s down there. They can use them to fill the slots by the 737 MAXs that they had to take out of service. That's what they've been. They actually did bring back some planes that they'd put into what they call furlough. They mothball them, but they brought back some so they can keep the schedule up. Because once you know, it's really messy. If you've got 24 planes, as American does, that are in their fleet, and you just yank them all out of service the same day, that creates the one thing that I would say about technology. It's pretty amazing how it's used in the transportation industry to schedule planes, flights, pilots, crews. You can't imagine, but they used to have huge departments at all these airlines that used to do that, to schedule, make sure there's a plane there, make sure there's a pilot that can fly it, make sure there are flight attendants who can take care of the needs of the passengers. It's a huge, and the food and all the other things they go into, it's really quite a job. And it's all handled by computers now. So when for example, flight attendants put in their bid or the pilots put in their bid for the line that they want for that month, the computers sort it all out, and 2 weeks before the month begins, or 10 days, whatever it is, then it sends you back your schedule. Okay, here's the schedule for next month. And it's pretty, I find it fascinating that somebody is able to program computers to do this sort of stuff. I'm sure there's much more complicated stuff around, but that's a practical example of what is done. So you can imagine if you yank 24 planes out of your fleet of, what do they have, 890 planes or something like that, I think. It makes a, it's a hole. And if you've already sold seats and the flights are mostly full, what do you do? How do you jam people into the, it's a nightmare. It really is. So anyway.
Yeah. So it's just American and Southwest, right, that have the maxes?
Yeah. There's nobody else in the country that's using
Yeah. So it's 24 planes from American, and I think it was 36 or something like that. Yeah, from
maybe,
Southwest.
Yeah, 35,
are they now just sitting in hangars at airports waiting for
yes.
the next step?
Yep. That's exactly what they're on the ground, wherever they were when they, whatever airport they were, unless, well, they, what I think happened if they were in secondary airports, they fly them empty to, let's say, Dallas or Chicago or Los Angeles, wherever they have inspection facilities. I'm just using, American has in Dallas, at JFK, in Chicago, Los Angeles. I think there's probably, I think there's one other place, Kansas City, is where they have a large, a huge facility, mechanical maintenance facility. So that's how they make sure they're in one of those places, and they wait until they go through whatever it is they're going to go through.
Well, which apparently they're going to be doing a software update, which is, I guess, is the latest that I've seen on how to actually fix the problem.
Well,
so
this should have been handled. This has been handled very badly. By our government, well, not just our government, but Boeing. And it's not, this is a real black eye for Boeing. Not good.
Yeah.
Treasury Department announcing more, say it again, Doug, sanctions, which were turned on against the Ruskies. Statement, it was issued, U.S. will be imposing new sanctions due to Russia's continuing aggression in the Ukraine. Sanctions targeting six Russian officials, eight companies, for their activities related to supporting Russia's occupation of Ukraine. So this is more of the same stuff. How do you know what to believe or who to believe here? When it comes to we're trying to get along with them, trying to make them, they don't give a damn. Putin doesn't. He's only there to exercise his own ego. So whether this does any good or it doesn't do any good, you know, didn't we release the sanctions, or wasn't it before the last time Trump had a meeting with Putin? Wasn't there some relaxation of these things?
That sounds right. I don't really know, but that sounds like I think that's what happened, but I'm not sure.
If you think Bad Vlad gives a damn about this, I think you're kidding yourself. I don't think he gives a damn at all about anything but himself, frankly. So here's yet another, okay, let's keep this going, this particular thread, the U.S. developing new missiles. What the hell do we have to develop new missiles for? The INF Treaty is no longer any, has no real teeth anymore, not that it ever did, actually. Bans land-based nuclear missiles with certain distance ranges. So the U.S. is now going to develop new missiles. We had old missiles that did this. What are we developing new ones for? It's just another way of us spending more money. The U.S. and Russia are both out of this arms contract. NATO members accusing Russia of violating the treaty anyway. It's called the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, INF. And so now that Moscow is not doing it, Washington says, okay, we better build some more missiles. What, more for the military-industrial complex? You realize what a rip-off this is? Is anybody think, okay, so we had these missiles before. When Reagan and Gorbachev made the treaty, we stopped making them. That doesn't mean we don't know how to make them. We're going to develop new missiles? Well, this is madness. Complete madness. I don't understand the thinking. Why? I understand the thinking of the people in power, because they want to give more business to their buddies in the military-industrial complex. That's all this is, spending your money to help them out, like they need more business. Pentagon spokesperson said all current missile developments are reversible if Russia chooses to comply with the treaty. So we'll spend a lot of money and do a lot of stuff. There are more missiles now. whether they're intermediate, short range, long range, to destroy the Earth about 5,000 times.
Yeah.
So we're going to develop more stuff so that we can destroy ourselves. And people fall for this crap all the time. The fact that people fall for this bourgeois from these people in the name of safety and security. Oh, the United States has to be the most powerful. We are, without any stretch of the imagination. And so what they say is, well, the Russians, the Chinese, they start ramping up. We have to compete with them. We already are way more competitive than they are. And we ought to be. I want to be the strongest, but how much money are we going to throw at this? And still, I mean, the excuses that are made by people who want to protect, say the military has to be the strongest, it is by far the strongest in the world. And besides, no meaningful war is ever going to be fought by guns and any of this stuff. It's going to be fought online. There's anybody shooting missiles and stuff. You got to be kidding. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Great news. Quick way you can save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And if your windshield is foggy this morning and you're driving to work, here's a way to fix that problem. Buy a chalkboard eraser and keep it in your car. The windows fog up, rub with the eraser. Much better than a cloth. How's that? 21 after the hour.
Thank you. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
23 and change after the hour music time in this hour of the DJV program. Starting off with a Bones releasing a new best of compilation called Honk. I think that means something more than what you think it means. It's coming out on the 19th of April, a career spanning project available as a single CD and a 2LP edition featuring 20 songs along with a deluxe 3CD, 4LP set with 46 cuts. How many times can they and have they over their careers re-released the same stuff? Over and over, and they still sell huge amounts. It's because of the songs, I suppose, Brown Sugar.
Well, this is a lot of live stuff that are duets and...
Yeah, okay. It's still the same songs. I mean, they still get the same music and nothing new in it. But it's a little different angle, if you will, for, as you're suggesting, Brown Sugar, Tumbling Dice, Angie. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. Fool to Cry, Miss You. I actually quite like Miss You. I've thought that. I've always liked
it. Oh, that's a great song.
It really is a good song. So this deluxe package includes a full disc of 10 live tracks recorded during their recent stadium tours. Several guest appearances like the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Ed Sheeran, who's on Beast of Burden, Brad Paisley's on Dead Flowers, Florence and the Machine's Florence Welch is on Wild Horses with the Bones. The Florence Welch Wild Horse available with pre-orders of the album. The U.S. leg of the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour starts next month in Miami, goes through May and June, and ends up in Chicago. They're currently recording material for their next studio album, so they got new stuff on the way anyway.
That Blue and Lonesome album that came out in 2016, it's all blues songs. That's a good album. Really good. Yep.
I still like the old traditional Stones and Bones stuff. Speaking of traditional, Graham Nash in the music focus today. Going to play the first of two solo albums on his fall tour this year. Series of special shows in September featuring complete performances of his debut album, Songs for Beginners. That was out in 71. Then he had another follow-up in 74 called Wild Tales. He said, people have been suggesting I do this for a long time, but it was pressure from my wife that finally convinced me. She loves those albums, and she wanted to hear them, so I'm going on the road to do them. So why not, right? The show mixes in songs of his whole career that he's on now. Only guitarist and keyboardist are with him on the tour, but he plans on assembling a much larger band for these special shows. They will have a drummer, a bassist, backup singers, and a pedal steel player. The show will begin with songs for beginners, followed by Wild Tales. After a brief intermission, Songs for Beginners contains many of his most enduring songs, like Military Madness, I Used to Be a King, and Chicago. The album reached number 15 on the pop charts, but Wild Tales didn't generate any hits and stalled at number 34, and then he blamed his record company for that. I'm not sure who the record company was at that time, frankly. So he says he only has plans to play the albums at 4 shows on the East Coast, but he says if they go well, he may add more. We're kind of testing the waters here. I've had a lot of enthusiastic response from the web, so we'll see. So he's starting in September, going to South Orange, New Jersey, then New York on the 27th of September, Albany, New York, and the 28th in Boston on the 29th. So it'll be interesting. See how it all shakes
out. I'm sure he'll add more shows because people love him, so yeah.
Yeah, right. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, remember? That's Graham Nash is Nash in that group. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Chicago for a ride.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says her nation's gun laws may change after last week's attacks on mosques that killed at least 50 people, wounding dozens more. Jacinda Ardern announcing the cabinet has made in-principle decisions already about changes to gun laws. Meanwhile, New Zealand is not accustomed to these types of attacks, and a police official says,
I want to thank the public for their absolutely overwhelming positive support to members of the New Zealand Police and our emergency service and other partners who have committed themselves to this response and this investigation.
Rain and melting snow still swelling the Missouri River out of its banks in Nebraska and Iowa. The river more than 2 feet over its previous record. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm looking, I've been talking about this. By the way, hello, DJV time is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Jennifer not with us today. The some of this old stuff. I just found my acceptance to Heidelberg. Remember, I said, I've said this a number of times on the air, one of the reasons that I went to Heidelberg was because I was accepted, got the acceptance on my birthday in 1963 to go there. The letter reads, Dear Dudley, Dudley is my given name for those of you who don't know, it is indeed a very great pleasure for me to inform you that the Board of Admissions has accepted you as a student at Heidelberg for the fall semester beginning in September 1964. It is a privilege, therefore, to welcome you into the college family. And the reason I don't, this is coterminous with the discussion about how all of this corruption has taken place. And I was wondering, as I saw this, whether there was any of the kind of corruption we're talking about today, back in the day, not in my, you know, my whole business about going to Heidelberg was based on a number of different things, including me wanting to get away as far away from home as I could. When I was a senior in high school, I wanted to get out of here. And it's funny because I came back and I, you know, stayed in the same quarter mile residencies all my life. But I'm just thinking about what it is that's going on in people's minds now with if you didn't have any influence and you weren't able to do the things that some of these other folks have done, how that changes the landscape in terms of there are so many slots. Like at Heidelberg, there are like 400 slots for freshmen. And they normally have about 1,400 applications. That's been pretty consistent over the years. So how do you pick and choose among those people? The people who can pay and don't need any? So I didn't have any aid. I paid half. My father paid half. Mine half was paid out of jobs working. There was a bull farm in Tiffin that I worked at, the radio station I worked at. And I paid half the way. My father paid the other half. And that was pretty much it. And that was the circumstance of most of the people that I know. There was really very little student aid back in the 60s in college. I don't know when it first started. Do you remember, both of you, when you were going to school, when you applied, whether there was a slot, a space, do you need student aid, and how much do you need, and they go through all of that? Do you remember going through any of those things when you were applying for college, Victoria?
I'm very, very fortunate that I didn't need, my parents covered my tuition, so
yeah.
I didn't go through that, but, I certainly know a ton of people who did.
Yeah. I didn't personally, or I spent a little bit of time, but my mom did a ton of stuff with the FAFSA, and trying to get financial aid. So it was definitely a big thing for, I think, people my age.
Yeah. I think it started with your age. I think it became a bigger thing, college loans, because there seems to have been so much societal pressure on people to go to college. For what reason, many of us are still trying to figure out, because I know a lot of folks who are my friends who were my age who went into the service when they got out of high school, and they came back and the GI Bill paid for them to go to school, and they then went on to do other things. But their life was slowed down somewhat by being in the service. But that's okay, because many of them will tell you that it was a great lesson they did. Now, some people didn't like being in the service, and other people did. They thought it was a great experience. I know a lot of people who still, the people that you see, there's a new show on, I want to say NBC, called The Village. Have you heard the promotion for that, either of you?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's about an apartment house called The Village. And all the people, very interesting stories. I actually saw the first episode of it on the plane last week. It's on, I think, tonight or tomorrow night for the first time on the television. But it looks like a wonderful show, actually. It's one of those things like This Is Us. There have been a number of those shows, and there's another one around like This Is Us that is it sort of tugs on your heartstrings with the experiences.
Yes,
of
I forget
individual
the,
people.
It's called A Million Little Things. That's
yes,
another one that's
yeah, that's supposed to be. Well, this is like that. It's out of the same vein. It has a very well known cast. Very sweet. I think the stories are fabulous. From what, at least the story I saw, and the way it tied everything together was very, very well done. As we all know, there's a lot of great television being produced now, much more so than maybe the movies, because the movies are all these damn big Transformers and, you know, that kind of stuff. Although there have been, I think, this past year, some better movies. But at any rate, we have a very interesting time. Things are changing sociologically very, very rapidly. And so with that in mind, I had a experience reading in bed on Saturday night the story or an overview. I get very deep into stuff sometimes, and I don't put the book down. I don't put the message down. I tend to go with it until I'm finished with it. And this was a book about the patterns in relationships. And mostly it focused on young people your age, Kara. But I think maybe you, your age, Victoria, as well, because you're not that much older than Kara is. But it certainly wasn't, the focus of this treatise wasn't on people my age, it was on people your age. And how living together before marriage seems to be the best way to figure out whether you can make it or not, because heavens knows you don't want to get married.
I don't know how people didn't do that.
I know. Well, we didn't.
I know back in the day,
didn't work. No, we didn't do that. Margaret Mead, however, I talked about Plato earlier on. I'm finding all of this stuff that has applicability to us today. So I was a great fan of Margaret Mead's work when I was in college and understood her whole approach to life and to society and that sort of thing. She was an anthropologist. And she said that everybody ought to be allowed one marriage that was free.
They call it starter marriage.
Yeah, right. They call them starter marriages today. Get married, realize it's the wrong person, and you move on. Make divorce easy. Like in some in states, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you've been married. If you live in New York, New England, most of the states here, California, are 50-50. You marry somebody and they want to divorce them the next day, that's tough. You still get half of whatever their assets are on either side. So anyway, her idea, Margaret Mead's idea, was to have a no-foul marriage. Her exception was children. If you had children, then it was a different thing. It's a different requirement. But so many people are having children today and they aren't married. One wonders what happens if the relationship dissolves, who then is responsible? If you're good people, then you're going to take care of the child. But as we all know, some people are not good. And so what happens is that the children often become wards of the state. And that's how this trend of not being married, if you have a child and somebody just decides they've had enough relationship, they just leave, then it becomes much more of a burden for the state, i.e. the taxpayer. And who thought about that before? I never really thought much about it. Did you think about what happens to a child after?
Well, I know it. Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know that I really fully believe that, but because I know a lot of couples who are not married who have a kid together. That just because couples aren't married, when they separate, the kids become wards of the state.
Well, I'm not suggesting that it's what it happens in each case. What I'm suggesting is that it's one of those unseen. It's a result of living together and people not planning or having any real, you know, they haven't worked out the situation. Whereas when people get married, they think more
about it. Well, they go to family court,
it.
You know, and you get a custody agreement.
But they still, if in fact the man, many times in certain communities, the men just disappear and nobody knows who the father is. What I'm saying is that oftentimes in those circumstances, the taxpayer has to pay to take care of the children's needs that have nobody else really to take care of them. And so it's becoming a huge problem economically, one that is unseen, untalked about, but needs to be, I think. And I don't know how to fix it. I'm not suggesting I have a solution to it. Children is such a huge responsibility. Having children is such a huge, and it's so easy not to have them. Birth control being what it is, the various ways of not impregnating a woman or a woman getting pregnant, it's not the job of one, it's the job of both. And a lot of people are just so very irresponsible about that stuff. And then at the end of the day, when you look at the consequences, it becomes, because of the way the government works and society works, we feel like we need to take care of these people. And there's no ramification for the person who's responsible. It just leaves. Just leaves.
Well, if it's a deadbeat dad situation, depending on, you know, what, where they go or whatever, they will track you down. They will definitely, you know, there are a lot of systems in place for that. Like, there was a local news story here over the weekend, actually, where a guy tried to be a deadbeat dad, and he got behind on his child support payments. And so he was a registered gun owner, and the local police show up at the house, confiscate the gun, because you're not allowed to have your gun if you're behind on your child support. So,
oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are in place that have gotten a lot better. I think Clinton started a whole deadbeat dad thing there to make it stricter and harder, on guys who want to skip out on child support.
Yes, you did. Yep. 45 past the hour on the DJD program.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. If you have a home alarm, you know how expensive the monitoring can be. Introducing Safe by Hub 6. It works with your existing home alarm gear, but lets you cancel out of those expensive monitoring contracts. Rahul Raj is from Hub 6.
So what Safe by Hub 6 does is it redirects all of those alerts to you and your neighbors or your family, and allows you to assess the risk at the home. And if you perceive a level of risk, to call the police department or the fire department. And so the massive benefit, one, is that you never have to pay a monthly fee again. It avoids these really high false alarm fees the police or the fire department issue to you in the case of a false alarm.
Go to safebyhub6.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here we are with an interesting situation because of the shoot-'em-up in New Zealand. The Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern, I think is how you pronounce her name, said she's going to institute new gun laws after this gunman killed all these people at the mosques. And you were talking, both of you, off the air about how some of the Jewish groups are getting together, some of the temples or synagogues are getting together.
Specifically in Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill, where they had the shooting, I guess, last year. The Muslim community really came out and supported them when that happened, so they're kind of paying it forward, which is very nice.
Yeah, it is. Great. It's a great example of how much more civilized most people are. And the news media gives us all credit for. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog.
for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, Monday's trick is to move ourselves quickly into the Money Pit zone, the Money Pit mode, with Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program heard around the country every weekend, a great service to mankind provided by Tom and Leslie Segretti, his partner. So what we ask you to do, if you have a question about some work being done or you want to have done or you're trying to do stuff at your own behest, send us the question, and the answer will come from Tom. You can send it along to on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you'd like. Brian, listening in Connecticut, says he got a 12-year-old home. Soil against the basement foundation has sunk toward the house, causing the gas meter and three air conditioning compressors to tilt toward the home. His driveway is also sunk. I'd say this was a landfill home, and they didn't compress the soil. Would you say that was what was going on here?
Yeah, it's interesting because he says he's worried about something funneling away at the material, like a rodent. No, I think it's probably a much bigger rodent, the guy that did not drive, you know, the land-moving equipment properly. So, yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I think that the home is fairly new, one decade old, you know, in terms of settlement years.
Yeah, right.
I think that the soil has, you know, settled over that first 10 years, and now it's moved all the outside equipment. It's sunk the driveway, and you're going to have to do some significant regrading and mostly re-tamping. That soil has to be compacted when it's put back around the foundation.
Right.
He wanted to know what type of contractor. I mean, typically you would have to use a very skilled landscaping contractor for this. Not the kind of guys that just know how to use one type of soil, which is topsoil.
Right.
You need people that are used to moving earth. And if you're concerned about, you know, anything sort of beyond the obvious, the type of pro you would use to analyze this would be probably a civil engineer or a professional home inspector. Civil engineer is going to be probably a lot more expensive. Home inspector could probably give you a sense as to how normal this is and whether there are other connected problems. Does it seem to be impacting the foundation? Because they're pretty skilled at detecting that sort of thing. But it definitely is a job that's got to be done, because that water collecting around the foundation can do many bad things. The water will freeze. It will expand. It will push on the foundation, put pressure on the walls. It can cause instability, because it gets under the footing.
Cracking, leaking.
Cracking, right. Yeah. And the driveway that settles is going to get worse. So, yeah, you got to deal with this. And, that might be the year.
Yep. Or it could be a job for Superman. Remember Superman was out in the people look around, oh, this looks like a job for a Superman.
Super contractor?
Right.
And, when this happens to people, Doug, they're really concerned about it because they have no basis in experience to determine whether it's severe or not. But we see this happening all the time. And we know that if the soil wasn't compacted, if there was a dead tree in there that rotted away over the 10 years, and that could have caused it to go down, lots of things could have happened. But clearly, it was not regraded properly.
Done.
After, right. And on top of that, the standards for the angle of soil on new construction is fairly gentle. I think it's about an inch on 12 feet or something like that, or a couple of inches on 12 feet. It's not much at all. So you're always going to have to deal with this sort of thing unless you overcompensate for it when you build a house.
All right, here's some news. If you go to the Money Pit Weekly News Magazine, you'll find four fabulous ideas for bathroom upgrades. And I'm looking at these right now. I'm going to print them out, because when I build my new house, I want the bathrooms to look just like this.
Yeah, all right.
Another one of the reasons for you to sign up for the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter at MoneyPit.com. But you got all kinds of things in here, including child-friendly cleaners, which is something a lot of people don't think about, I think. You're right? You think about that?
Yep, well, that's right. And, sometimes you want to try to keep those kiddies away from those chemicals. And there are lots of ways you can make very, very safe cleaners on your own. We've got all the recipes in this week's Money Pit e-newsletter. And if you missed that particular edition, you can search for Kids Safe Cleaners on MoneyPit.com. 10 recipes to make them your own.
Listener Samantha says this past winter, has her house has suffered severe hail damage. He wants to replace the roof and wondered what the best way you put a new roof on. Well, you can do all kinds of things along that line, right?
Well, first of all, if you've gotten hail damage, that's something that's typically covered by your homeowner's insurance, Samantha. So if you've not contacted them, you definitely should, because you may not have to pay for that roof. And also they can inspect the rest of your property for similar damage. A lot of times that comes along with damage to the gutters, damage to the siding. But in terms of roofing materials, I would use a storm-resistant wind shingle, storm-resistant asphalt shingle on that. They can actually stand up to 100-plus mile-an-hour winds. But, again, it's going to be a big project, so contact your insurance company. You may not have to even pay for it yourself.
Check out the Money Pit, Money Pit newsletter, MoneyPit.com. Thank you, Doug. Tom Kreitler here.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.